Professor Sven Wilson says state lawmakers are missing the big picture on Medicaid.
The legislative discussions are usually about how much is this going to cost us? The impacts on the state budget are an important question, but the overall question is much bigger than that. You know, the societal and economic impacts of the decisions that the state are making now go well beyond the budgets. And in fact, what I argue in this economics brief that I wrote is that the state budgetary impacts are the smallest part of this.
Wilson argues the state should be thinking about the economic benefits generated by billions of additional federal dollars coming into the state. And even more important, he says, is the benefits to the uninsured. Wilson calculates that those who gain insurance through a Medicaid expansion will receive billions of dollars worth of direct benefits over the next decade. Meanwhile, the cost to the state is estimated to be about $158 million.
The state is being asked to pay maybe $100, $150 a year per person over the next 10 years. That's what an economist would call a bargain, right? Getting something to the state that costs very little, that has big benefits to the citizens.
Wilson says the Affordable Care Act may or may not be a bad idea for the nation, but he warns that if Utah refuses federal money on principle, it will do little to protect the state's economically disadvantaged citizens.
As an economist and as a Utahn, I think we're going to be paying billions of dollars to the federal government regardless of what we do. And I want some of that back to help people out, even though I'm a free market, limited government type of person. You know, if we're going to pay it to the federal government, I want to be able to use that in the state to the best way that we can.
Wilson is leaving the policy decisions to lawmakers, but he thinks they should come up with some method to bring federal tax dollars back into the state. Members of the state's Medicaid Community Work Group are still outlining the pros and cons of various options and will present their findings to the governor in September. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.